If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we were going to do something cute here, but now it's not going to be cute. It's going to basically be an intervention on me, I think.
No, you don't do these
things. Do a lot of things. We're talking about doing, I'm too old for this.
Right.
Or you can say you're too old for this. Like, you want to tell people, hey, sure, you're past the age of wearing a crop top. Like, what age is that?
Oh, no, I don't think that. I think,
like a tube top, the weird little. There is an age where you got to go.
Those are two different things.
They are?
Yeah.
What's a crop top?
Crop top is the bottom of it is up. Shorter.
Okay.
Tube top, it's no strap.
It's like a headband.
Yeah.
You're wearing across your boobs.
Well, it can go longer.
It can?
Did I say that weird?
Yeah, you did.
It can.
If you got long boobs.
No, because it can cover your tummy, but it's like just a...
Oh. But there is an age where you got to knock it off, right?
I really think it depends on like who you are.
You don't want to say the words, so I will. Your fitness level.
And also, if you have like ginormous boobs, like it's probably just never a good idea. That's why I don't wear them.
Only recently. So we want you to call in and just say, you're just basically, it's a public service for anybody.
Yeah.
It's like over the age of 30, stop doing this. Over the age of 22, stop doing this. Like, I just recently got rid of all my fake plants and trees.
See, that's the one where I'm like, I think you can keep them.
How real did they look? Not very.
Not really.
They were like IKEA plants.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Aaron, do you have fake plants at home?
I have real plants. But I think fake plants are fine.
Because they've made now fake plants so good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have them.
So good.
So, but they've made like the succulents, like the little ones that look like the real succulents. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And my Christmas tree kind of looks like a real tree too.
I will die on that hill. I will never go back to a real tree as long as
really?
I live.
Really?
Yeah.
My fake tree
but
is
the
dope.
Beauty and the joy of a real tree and the scent and like going to cut it down.
Yes. No. Because then it's dying. It's just slowly but surely rotting a fire hazard in your house. No. And then beetles, bugs. Ugh.
If you have a dog.
Yes. No. And so the fake plants all day. And then you have somebody who remembers to water them. You don't water your succulents at your house, Jack.
No, I don't. But we don't have any fake plants. I've suggested them.
Yeah, once. That's not going to fly with your wife.
Yeah, it was not. No.
Who wants to go? Because I don't want it to be about just me.
We actually tonight are going to Target and getting some matching towels.
Nice.
Because you're too old to be that ratchet.
And we are too old and too engaged to be like, yeah, and his towel's that color and mine. Like, it's just. And also, we have guests coming to town, so we want matching in the guest bathroom as well.
I love that.
You don't have that?
Not like good towels. Like big plush.
Let me tell you where you're going tonight, sweetheart. You're going to Costco.
You can get a towel sheet.
Yeah, it's a bath sheet.
Yeah,
but I want to go to Target.
I actually learned this from Slackers that you're supposed to have your guest stuff be the nicer stuff.
Way nicer than what you're bathing with.
We got like wooden hangers for the guest closet and stuff.
You're a steely-eyed missile man.
Our stuff's just on a big pile, but in the guest room, it looks,
I
looks
have
nice.
Real,
you know?
real like hotel hangers for them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not there yet.
Okay. But one of the things like on Reddit that was talking about things you're too old for, reusing the dry cleaner hangers.
Yeah.
Slacker.
But like, you, I like my...
You're like not only too old for it, you're also like too well off.
I like my dress shirts on a thin hanger. I don't know why.
Then buy those like velvety ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using plastic hangers in your closet?
Yes. What are you talking
about?
So
unattractive for a man at your age.
They're all white. They're all the same color.
The ones from Target are thick.
Yeah. I have the real thick ones for the hoodies that are like those. Yeah. What hangers am I? So you're saying I'm too old for the hangers I'm using?
Yes. That is giving college dorm room. And I still have a mix of plastic and the velvety ones, but we're in the works of moving over to all the like soft.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I? I'm just going to say one more.
Let's do it.
Where do you put your spare change?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just in my cup holder in the car?
What if you have a lot of it? Like, I don't ever turn change in and I just put it in a place.
I used to have a jar, a pickle jar.
Do you have a piggy bank?
I have old liquor bottles full of change.
A jar? Much better.
I know. We're talking like hundreds of Patron bottles just full to the rim. With,
why are you taking that to like...
I don't know.
Take that and then give it to your son or have your son take it and then he can have college money.
How am I single?
Well, I think we just had three examples right there.
All right. We're going to read some more of these other things. It's the focus is going to move away from me, but we want to hear your I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
You can call or text 303-222-5423.
I made the mistake. I'm here to admit. This is safe, right?
Well, hardly.
I held on to a futon for way too long. For
at
way
what
too long.
Age did you finally?
I won the futon at our post prom. So I won it for free.
That's so, even more reason to trash it, man. You got no money in it. Have no money
in
it. I got
to squeeze every bit of life. So I had it my first semester of college. I ended up leaving that school. And my buddies were like, well, that's our couch. And I was like, you know what? You guys can just have it for the semester. I'll come at the end of the year. So I left them with my futon. I wasn't even there to supervise them.
Oh,
so
no.
When I went back at the end of the year, of course, it's all broken and because they were treating it terrible. And I still loaded it up, hauled it home.
Kept it in the garage for
a whole summer, moved it to the next apartment, all broken
old?
Still.
Did it move here
it
with you?
It was free!
Did it move here with you? T-Hack.
Anyone else?
No, T-Hack.
Where
is it now?
It's gone. Okay. It's finally gone.
You found a construction dumpster.
You finally
dumpster
got rid of it when you're...
There was some kid going to college and he needed a food.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It had more life in it.
Oh, okay. Come on, ladies.
I said my towels. Aaron, you got anything?
I mean, I've never been this person. I've always judged this person no matter what age.
I don't like the way she's looking at me.
Well, I don't think you're this
person.
Okay. Get rid of those damn shot glasses. Why do you have them everywhere?
Oh my gosh.
I don't care that you got one in Key West. I don't care that you got one. Like,
I think I literally have like one shot glass of my own in my home just in case we're making cocktails.
You have some for sure, but the ones that are like shaped like a woman's body or
notice how Slacker will not make eye contact with you. Grow up.
We start
dude.
Taking calls? But they were free.
Thank you. Okay. I'm on your side.
Like, have you ever had like a bunch of people at your house and then somebody's like, we should do a shot? Like, so and so just died. Let's do a shot. It's like, I only have three matching shot glasses. But I have 47.
You're so old that the only reason you're doing shots is because someone died?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of a reason to do shots. I'm so old. I don't want to do shots ever.
Then get rid of your shot glasses.
No, because inevitably somebody will say, we want to do shots. And it's like, I don't have enough shot glasses, but I do because I haven't thrown away the body shaped one or the weird one that's got a cactus arm coming out of the side of it.
Mm-hmm,
or.
Mm-hmm.
Or just,
I'm with you. Or the one that I made in art class.
Yes, that you one. Know? He like signed the little bottom with a heart.
Thank you.
It's like T heart hack.
This isn't true, right?
We have an eclectic grouping of shot glasses and some we made, yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
If there's something you want to rat out, in fact, extra points if you're ratting out your current significant other, you want to let them know that, hey man, you're too old for this.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you're too old for. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're celebrating the end of habits, sort of, the things you should outgrow.
It's time.
I'm not getting rid of my dry cleaner hangers. I don't care what you say.
Slacker, it is like if I was a woman who was single and age appropriate for you. There's a lot of ifs here.
Jesus.
And I wanted to go out with you.
And you came to my house and were rifling through my closet, weirdly.
Right.
Maybe put a shirt on or something. That'd be cute.
Sorry, it's just not when it's me. But like, if I was a woman trying to date you and I walked into your closet and it's all these like plastic hangers mixed with wire hangers, I'd be like, come on.
No, the wire hangers are all in one area just with nice shirts on it.
Yeah.
I would just think, with nice shirts.
Doesn't it look good? Wow, he gets dry cleaning.
Yes.
That's what I would think. Mm. I go, yes. That's a big step.
I'm kind of like, who gets dry cleaning?
If you have nice shirts, you have to dry clean it. You have to. Okay. Are you going to iron them? I'm not going to iron them.
Yeah, I love ironing.
It's not
I love
our
steaming.
Responsibility to iron them.
Oh, here we
except
go.
Except that Aaron's
whose else is it?
Because I enjoy it.
These shirts aren't going to iron themselves, hun.
I will steam or iron my own things. And that's where the buck stops.
We lost Amanda. What was she going to say? Because we talked too long about the damn
she
shirts.
She said her fiance, this hurts. Her fiance still has like a bunch of magic stuff. Like to do card tricks.
Oh, he has kind no,
of a, hold up.
Yeah.
Say what's wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Magic is the universe. It's a unifier. Like I have like the scotch and soda kit, like with the coin that kind of goes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
I have the shave deck. I have.
And how many women have you been with recently?
Hmm. They disappear.
Thank you, Ashley.
He's good.
I'm that good. Sometimes they don't even appear again.
Right.
Ever. I don't do, but like, I'm going to say, you're saying that if a guy did a cool trick in front of you, maybe pull the coin out of one of his Patron bottles.
If he's like, what's behind your ear, sweetie? And pulls out a quarter, like, I'm leaving. Mm. I'm divorcing him, even if we're married.
A girl won me over recently by doing a magic trick.
She was probably really cool.
What are you talking? What?
She was probably like a cool magician.
Why can a girl have magic stuff and a guy can't?
I just also wanted to point out, like, you've got a lot of wigs.
Yeah.
I have Halloween costumes forever.
And it could be time.
Well, there's another thing that Slacker sent us recently, a picture, and Erica kind of snapped at him. He sent a picture. You were watching Ratatouille. And Erica said, are your kids there with you? Can you be too old for Ratatouille?
No.
Incorrect. You cannot.
We have a text. I'm so glad you brought this up. That says, I'm too old to watch Disney cartoon movies by myself. It doesn't matter that Aladdin is one of Robin Williams' best roles. I now need a date or a kid with me.
You do not. And two, Pixar is not the same as Disney. And even though they own it,
you don't need another person. You can watch them by yourself. It's fine.
You can be any age and watch that. Yes, the old stuff. You need a kid, like Bambi. If you're watching Bambi,
that stuff's just not
if you're
good
a 30 year old woman watching Bambi, you've misstepped. Mm. you've made a couple of
unless you're watching it with your child.
Yeah, and yeah. I think for the record, Slacker was not with his kids. He was wearing a wig and doing magic.
Right.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.